The graduation rate in the NWT was 59% in 2023, down from 60% in 2022. Yellowknife had the highest rate last year with 71% of grade 12 students graduating. In the regional centers, it was 57%. In small communities, the rate dropped to 44%. Indigenous students graduated at a 44% clip compared to 87% of non-Indigenous students who earned their diplomas. Last year, the Department of Education reported that there were 285 grads in 2022, but there was no figure provided for 2023 due to a change in policy. It's difficult to draw comparisons year over year, and we instead report percentages, a department spokesperson stated. Student enrollment from junior kindergarten to grade 12 across the NWT totaled 8,220.75 in 2023-24, down 5.5% from 8,701 students in 2022-23. There were 1,286 educators in the territory in 2022-23, up from an estimated 1,256 the previous year. The small communities had the greatest number at 514, followed by Yellowknife at 470 and the regional centers at 302. Census reflects low grad rates. The NWT fared poorly when it comes to Indigenous students completing high school, according to the 2021 census. Registered Indians living on reserve, as Statistics Canada identified them, completed high school at a rate of 31.8% in the NWT, the lowest in Canada. Among registered Indians living off reserve, the high school graduation rate was 59%, still the lowest in the country. In regards to university degrees, 8.4% of registered Indians living off reserve were degree holders. That figure jumped to 17.2% among non-status Indians in the NWT and it sat at 45% in the non-Indigenous demographic. Education budget. The territorial government has allotted $236.5 million for education in 2024-25 after 2023-24 came in at $251.5 million and 2022-23 had $249 million in education expenditures. Of the 2024-25 total, $136.6 million is designated for territorial schools and administration. Post-secondary education will have a $39.2 million budget, $29.8 million is earmarked for inclusive learning, $25.4 million will go to early learning programs, there's $12.2 million for Indigenous languages and the Education Secretariat, $6.1 million for system services, $4.6 million for junior kindergarten to grade 12 student services, $4 million for minority language education and instruction, $2 million for NWT Teachers Association professional improvement and $1.9 million for public libraries. Divisional educational councils and district education authorities will operate with $1 million from the GNWT. Limited capital expenditures. Spending on schools only constitutes $3.1 million, or 1%. Of the GNWT's $361 million capital budget in 2024-25. By comparison, that figure was $5.6 million over the past year and $34.3 million in 2022-23. Among the projects on the books is the completion of a major renovation at Manjilalak School in Tuktuyaktuk, which will see the educational facility expand by 7,750 square feet to accommodate high school programs. Day Ga School in Fort Providence will get a playground resurfacing and fencing installed. Etsioaya School in Delini will benefit from barrier-free improvements to make the school more accessible for those with disabilities. Fact file. Student enrollment in 2022-23 in the NWT was as follows. Junior Kindergarten, 1,006.5 students. Grades 1-6 to 3,452. 5 students. Grades 7-9 to 1,674 students. Grades 10-12 to 2,087.75 students. Source: Department of Education. Enrollment is based on a full-time equivalent calculation. Full-time equivalent includes students who attended school at least 60% of the time as of September 30th. Students who do not attend school at least 60% of the time, such as homeschooled, part-time students, adult students and students enrolled in alternative high school programs, count as less than 1.0 full-time equivalent.